I truly am master of every thought in my mind.
Yes, I am.
I truly am master of every thought in my mind. Now, my question to myself is, do I want to take charge of every thought in my mind? Do I want to be overlord of everything that goes through my thinking? Do I want to decide what I'm going to think about and what I'm going to allow myself to think about? Am I going to be the creator of all things going on in my world? That's a good question for us to all ask ourselves. Do I want to be in charge of everything that goes on in my mind? I truly am master of every thought in my mind, but I must take mastery. Now, I may have a garage, and in that garage I may have a car, and in that car it may be capable of going anywhere and doing anything and just being a wonderful car. But it's up to me to go in the garage and look at the car and say, yes, I'm going to take it for a drive. I'm going to be master of every thought in my mind. Now, that car is my means of getting around. And I'm going to get in that car, and I'm going to go for a ride. Now, where do I want to go? I can go anywhere that I choose. I have a full tank of gas. And hey, I have my friend, chauffeur, who is standing by me saying, hey, let me drive for you. I'll be happy to be your chauffeur. And I say, wow, I'm master of every thought in my mind. Okay. Now, I want to go to the ideal place to look at the scenery. All right. So the chauffeur says, do you want me to select or have you someplace in mind? And I say, no, you select. So the chauffeur drives us into the mountains, and we look off through the valleys and over the hills, and we see how glorious everything looks. And then the chauffeur says, enough? Yep. Okay, let's look at somewhere else. So he drives down in the valley, and he goes to a lake. And there in the lake are people rowing in a boat, people fishing, people swimming, people just having a grand time. And you say, okay. Your chauffeur says, where would you like to go next? You choose. And so the chauffeur chooses all sorts of places for you to go. And you're the master. You're the master of every thought in your mind. But you're letting the chauffeur determine where you're going to experience the next attitudes of your mind. Now, is that the way you want to run your life? Well, it seems like that's the way many people want to run their life. They turn on the TV and watch it, and they'll watch it for no matter what's on. And if nothing important is on, they'll watch that because they have to watch something. They have to have something that is going to take their attention and that is going to master their mind. Now, could you sit quietly wherever you are and let your eyes close, let your senses all be inarticulate, that they do not know what's going on around them. And you just sit there and you take a deep breath and you relax. And then the thoughts come into your mind. Let's see. How is my car? Does my car need polishing? How is my friend who loves to chauffeur me? Do I want him to always chauffeur me around? How are my family? How are my friends? How is my world? How is the weather? Oh my, I heard there's going to be a big storm tomorrow. I better bring in the covers from the chairs so that they won't blow away. You see, we're always in charge of our thoughts. We're always in charge of every thought in our mind. Now, you think that those are trifling thoughts. Those are all-encompassing thoughts. Every thought that takes charge of your attitude about you is a very powerful thought. So you say to yourself, I can have random thoughts go through my mind, and these random thoughts can control my world. These random thoughts can tell me what's up, what's down. They can tell me whether I'm happy, whether I'm sad, whether I'm fulfilled, whether I'm not. They can tell me all these things, these random thoughts. And as I allow these random thoughts access to my mind, then these random thoughts possess me. They direct me. They control me. Now, I am truly master of every thought in my mind. I allow it or I do not allow it. I allow it to be in my world or I do not allow it to be in my world. Now, the thought comes to my mind, I have a hurt foot. Oh, my foot hurts so terribly. And then I think to myself, hey, that's not my ideal self. That's not my perfect self. That's not who I want to be. So I say, I'm going to change that thought. I have a perfect foot. I have a perfect foot. My foot is perfect. Every organ, action, function, my body is perfect. My foot is perfect. My foot is perfect. My foot is perfect. My foot is perfect. And I keep saying that. And you think to yourself, what a silly thing to do. Your foot is not perfect, and you're saying it is perfect. That's right. Your foot appears not to be perfect, and you're saying it's perfect. Now, can you say enough, my foot is perfect, in light of the fact that it's not, and have it be perfect? Do you have the possibility of speaking your word, your thought, your dream, your goal, your ideal for yourself, and call it forth in your experience, and call it forth as a perfect foot? You can, you know, because I truly am master of every thought in my mind. And if I want to think my thought that my foot is not perfect, then my foot is not perfect. My foot does not demonstrate the perfection that it is in its originality. Now, I truly am master of every thought in my mind. My foot, I can understand that. Okay, now, how about my attitude about friends? Well, that should not be too difficult. I like myself, I like who I am, and I have around me, I bring forth out of the infinite allness around me, people who are just like me. Nice, beautiful, likable people. And I can do that. I can do that because that's my nature. I truly am master of every thought in my mind. So now, the thoughts that go through my mind sometimes want to tear me down. They sometimes want to destroy me. They sometimes want to say, you have this illness, or you have this problem, or you have this circumstance. Change it now! Change it now! Change it now! Don't ever allow even a second, even a moment, for a thought to be in your consciousness, nor in mine, that I do not want to be there. Because if I allow it to be there, then I will have problems, to be sure. I will have concerns, to be sure. I truly am master of every thought in my mind. So I say, I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. I live in a beautiful world. I'm surrounded by beautiful people. I have a lovely family that I enjoy every single moment of my life. I love every meal that I sit down to at the table. It is beautifully, lovingly prepared. This food is healthy for my body and filled with love. I drive my car with ease and with perfection, and I am the ideal chauffeur. I don't need another being to be my chauffeur, as charming as that might be. I am the ideal chauffeur. I am the ideal one. I am the perfect one. Now, are you the perfect one? Are you the perfect one? Are you the one who does everything you want to do? Are you the one who drives where you want to go? Are you the one who lives where you want to live? Are you the one who does everything in the world that makes you happy? I truly am master of every thought in my mind because I choose to think what thoughts I choose to think in my mind, and I am the one who chooses to experience them. I truly am master of every thought in my mind I choose to think, and every thought I choose to think is a good thought, a wonderful thought, a fantastic thought, a now thought, a perfect thought. This is me. This is all that I am. This is all that I will ever be. And I'm the happiest guy in the world because that's who I am. Join with me in being the happiest guy in the world and being all that you are right now. I love you. I love you. I love you. Oh my, yes.